and that's make plays with their feet and be able to throw the ball downfield out of the spread if you're going to make a deep run.
As a team, Harbor Beach has run the ball a total of 345 times this season for 2,321 yards and 39 rushing touchdowns. Realistically, there are five different able bodies in this roster to run the ball.
Yeah, well, their lead running backs come down to two names, Devin Puff and Michael Anderson. Devin Puff is your true fullback, middle linebacker. He's got 100 carries, 700 yards, 12 touchdowns on the season. He averages 6.5 yards a carry. And Michael Anderson is the perfect complement to him in the backfield. He's got 79 carries for 620 yards and another 12 touchdowns. He averages just under 8 yards a carry. And he is your speedster. Devin Puff is your, he's got a lot of speed too, but Michael Anderson is shifty. He's athletic. He will run around you. Devin Puff is more looking to run over you, so you better tackle him low and get him to the ground. Ethan Hessling is the unsung hero for that backfield. He plays all the time, but he is mostly the fullback. He's got 200 yards on the season and 4 TDs to go with his fullback leading duties.
As a key of keeping Harbor Beach's opponents off balance is to have an effective passing game, in which Dylan Kadar certainly is able to do. Through 10 games, Harbor Beach has thrown for 883 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Michael Anderson is probably the most talented receiver that Harbor Beach has. He leads the team with 20 receptions for 311 yards and 4 TDs. But keep an eye on some of these other big bodies that can make some plays. Nathan Seaman, 16, and Luke Woodke, number 6. Luke Woodke's only got 6 catches on the air, but 140 43 yards and 3 of those went for TDs. He averages 23.8 yards a catch. And Nathan Seaman's got 5 TDs on the season as well. So these big bodies are able to go up and make catches in traffic because, let's be real, most of these teams' secondaries are very undersized, and advantage goes to those receivers.
On defense, Harbor Beach is allowing 7.1 per game, the second best in the Greater Thumb Conference. Through 10 games, Pirates have given up just 5 second-half touchdowns all season.
And that comes down to coaching. That is your coaches going in, seeing what's happening, and making changes at halftime. And Coach Schelke and Coach Rubel have done that for years, and they've done it very well this season.
We are just about 15 minutes away from kicking off between Harbor Beach and Ubley. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com as the Ubley Bearcats are in Harbor Beach for the district championship in Division 8. You're right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com.
These brisk fall days are a reminder that holidays are just around the corner. This year, finish your shopping now and skip the stress later. Thumb Cellular has rolled out its holiday savings sale early this year with multiple deals for you. Thinking of adding someone special onto your account? Any new line earns a $100 credit with a 2-year contract. Wanting to treat yourself or another person on your account to a new phone? All upgrades receive a $50 credit with a renewed contract. And nowadays, having extra data is the perfect pairing for a new phone. Any smartphone purchase with a contract gets 15 bonus gigs of data, and the perfect gift wouldn't be complete without insurance. Save on Apple Care or TC Insurance so your new phone is protected from damage. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more holiday savings, or visit your local Thumb Cellular office with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Deals are valid through December 31st, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb. It's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Lost chemistry with your bank? Try North Star Bank's formula. North Star Bank knows the commitment, hard work, knowledge, and patience that farming requires. North Star Bank's ag lending team has built a strong history of agricultural lending throughout our communities. They understand the business of farming and are here to provide financial solutions.
This is Chuck Wright, ag lending specialist at North Star Bank. Our team of ag lenders have helped farms and agribusinesses of all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage your day-to-day operational expenses, our ag lenders will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness.
Contact your local North Star Bank branch today to speak to one of North Star Bank's experienced ag lenders. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's Saturday night primetime football action in Division 8 of the MHSAA playoffs as the Ubley Bearcats are on the road trying to upset and take out the Harbor Beach Pirates in the round two of the 2019 Backyard Brawl. The battle for the orange and black, whatever you'd like to call it, we are in for a good one tonight between two stellar opponents. If you were to throw a sugar beet directly from Ubley to Harbor Beach, they would have thrown that frozen goodness a total of 16.7 miles. Now, I suggest you find a new hobby. By vehicle, you're looking at a 21-mile journey taking roughly 24 minutes, depending on how many relatives live along the way. In regards to school size, at 198 students, Ubley is the smallest school in the Greater Thumb Conference and the 12th smallest in Division 8. Harbor Beach is the second smallest school in the GTC with 207 Pirates in high school. That puts them right in the middle of Division 8 at number 17. So as far as student population goes, Harbor Beach advantage by 9 students. Tonight's opponents are no strangers to each other and might have actually be the furthest thing from that. This evening's game marks the 69th time these two teams have faced off on the gridiron. Harbor Beach currently claims that win column with 49 wins, Ubley with 19. In the last 10 meetings, the Pirates have won 8 of them with an average score, get this, despite 30 wins between them. The average score in the last 10 has been 31-24. Head-to-head, Bill Sweeney and Troy Shelkey are 5-5 against each other. In the world of offensive production, Harbor Beach has a slight advantage over Ubley. The Pirates are averaging 38.5 per game. The Bearcats are close behind at 37.2. So on offense, it's Harbor Beach by 1.3 point. On the defensive front, it comes with no surprise that both teams are solid. Through 10 games, I don't know why I did that. through 10 games, Ubley is allowing just 12 points per game on defense, the third best in the GTC. Harbor Beach has the second best defense, giving up just 7.1 per contest. So on defense, it's Harbor Beach by 4.9 points. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in the line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and the Hunter Biden Ukrainian Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight's game sits at 8.5 in favor of Harbor Beach. Today is the 313th game of the year, day of the year, meaning just 52 days until New Year's Eve. And for those who are just joining us, welcome to our district championship broadcast between Ubley and Harbor Beach. Thank you for listening to tonight's game. And whether you're listening at home or you're abroad or perhaps heading to the airport to escape these cold temperatures, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this one?
Not that I know the hint, no, but
well,
let it rip.
It's air travel.
Yeah.
When traveling by airplane, chances are you'll be taking some sort of travel bag with you. And for those who pack a little heavier than others, mentioning no names, they will have to more than likely check a bag. My question to you today is, in 2007, 47 million bags were mishandled across the world. But with the help of technology, that number has dropped quite a bit. My question, Dave, is how many bags were mishandled in 2018 worldwide?
Out of 47 million, how many?
Well, in 47 million was in 2007.
I got you. Okay.
How many in 2018?
Well, it's got to be less than that.